Shalom to all. Today's daf is Demaya Ayin Hey, and we are starting Ayin Dalet Amud Beis in the middle, right at the beginning of the Gemara. And the Vilna Tzurus daf, it's on Lamed Gimel Amud Beis, right at the beginning, again at the beginning of the Gemara, after the Mishnah. And today's daf is sponsored Li'ilui Nishmas Maris Miriam Sar Basar Yaakov Maisha. Her Nishama should have an Aliyah. Now the Mishnah discussed a case of 100 Tevel and 100 Meiser figs getting mixed up with each other, and we had said that 101 need to be separated because of Aman of Shach. One of these is definitely Tevel, and that means that 10 of these figs are Trumas Meiser for the 100 Meiser ones, and one of them is Trumas Meiser for the Tevel ones. Now the Gemara tells us, Rav Shimon Lakish Amar, Rav Shimon Lakish says, Tzarech l'hasnois, he has to make a Tanai, v'loimer, and say very clearly, im tevel al biyadi, if these figs that I separated are tevel, so who meiser? 10 of these figs that I'm separating are meiser, and then he makes those 10 figs they separated as meiser into trumas meiser, and vin meiser al biyadi, if these figs that I just took are meiser, harehu asoi trumas meiser, so these 10 figs that I'm separating are trumas meiser. Because again, the main point over here is to end off with trumas meiser. Now, ein hei amad alpha on top, am Rabbi Yonah. Rabbi Yonah says, he has to double his tanai, v'loimer, and say v'imlav. And if it's not lo yasisi klum, then what I did is nothing. However, Rabbi Yechon argues, and he says he does not have to double his tanai. I think Gemara clarifies din kedaite v'din kedaite. Both of these are l'shitasai, meaning both Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yechon are l'shitasam. This palgon, there's machlokes trumas shnei kriyim ba'achas mehen. Let's say a person has two piles in front of him, and he says the truma of both of these piles should be in one of them, and he didn't say which pile they should be in. So Rabbi Yechon says kitchen medum. Now he's Mekadish them and their Meduma, because his designation of Truma worked, but since we don't know which pile the Truma's in, we have to treat both of these piles as Meduma, which is a mixture of Truma and Chulin. Whereas Rav Shimon Lakish Amar, Reish Lakish says, like Kichu, he wasn't Mekadish them. So we see very clearly that Reish Lakish holds that a person has to be very clear in his stipulation exactly what is being designated as Meiser or as Trumas Meiser or as Truma. And Rabbi Yechonah, that just argued before that Einet Tzarchlich Potanai, clearly is L'shitasei, that even though it's unclear which pile the Truma's in, it's still considered an official designation of Truma. Now the Gemara continues, Amrav Mazu, and according to some Girsais, it's Amrav Mana or Amrav Yaisi. Chalkanah Rav Blazer ben Arach. This Mishnah is not like Rav Blazer ben Arach. Detani, we have Braisa, Maaser Tevel Shenasar B'chulin. We have Maaser Tevel, which is mixed with Chulin. We've already had this term before, Maaser Tevel. It means that it's Maaser, but it's still considered Tevel because it hadn't had Trumas Maaser taken off of it. So this Maaser Tevel got mixed up with Chulin, Im Yeshlei Parnasu Makam Acher, which means if he has a different pile of Maaser Tevel that has to have Trumas Maaser taken off of it, then Maitzil Fi Chashbin, he just takes Trumas Maaser out of that other pile of Maaser Tevel based off of the Cheshbin of how much Maaser Tevel fell into this Chulin. Now there's no issues with this Maaser that got mixed up with the Chulin. However, Vim Lav, if he doesn't have Parnasu Makam Acher, he doesn't have another pile of Maaser Tevel from which he could separate Trumas Maaser for this Maaser Tevel that got mixed up into the Chulin. So Rabbi Lazar ben Aruch says, all he has to do is Yikor Shem L'Trumas Maaser Shabai. He simply designates, he calls the name of the Trumas Maaser that's in this mixture, V'yala Bechrumeya, and now there's Bittel 1 in 100. We know that when Truma falls into Chulin, in order to be Mivatel that Truma, we have to have 100 parts Chulin corresponding to that one part Truma, and we say the Truma is Batal and doesn't answer this mixture, and all you would have to do is take out one part and treat it as Truma. So it's the same thing over here. He has Meiser Tevel mixed into the Chulin. He simply designates however much Truma's Meiser needs to be designated. It's floating somewhere around in this pile. However, there's Bittel, because obviously we're talking about where there's 100 parts Chulin to this one part Truma's Meiser, and he can just simply take out one part which is treated as Truma's Meiser. Now the reason why this is clearly not like the Mishnah is because when the Mishnah discussed the case of, let's say, 100 chulin and 100 tevel figs getting mixed up, we had said that what do? A pile of 101 is put to the side, and at least one of these is definitely tevel, so it can be turned to trumas meiser for the 100 tevel in this mixture. Then this entire pile of 101 figs would have to be given to a kayin, because we don't know which one of these is trumas meiser. Now the reason why this isn't like Rebbe Lazar ben Aruch is because according to him, we should simply be able to designate one fig in this mixture of 200 figs as trumas meiser, and it would automatically be batel, and there would be no need to give 101 figs to the kayin. Now the Gemara Ayin Heon Beis says, Amrav Babar Mamel, Tiftar, we could explain this as follows, meaning our Mishnah could be like Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch, and the only reason why we didn't make this suggestion is because Bidvarim She'en Lohen Aliyah, we're talking about things that aren't able to be batal. That's what Ein Lohen Aliyah means. For example, there's something called the Gaizei Perech nuts, and these are very chashev nuts, and they're not batal even 1 in 1,000. So that's what we're talking about over here, where there's no possibility of bittel. And the only way they would be batal is if they lose their chashivas, for example, if they were crushed and mixed in with a whole bunch of other nuts. But again, over here we can be talking about something which is very chashev, and therefore therefore doesn't have bittul, and that's why we can't have this suggestion of Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch in our Mishnah. Now, if Hillel ben Pazi Bayer, if Hillel ben Pazi asked the following question, v'yiftza, so let him break the nuts open. As we had said, then if one crushes these nuts, they lose their chashivos, and then they become like everything else, and they will be bittul. So why doesn't he do that to this mixture, and now we'll be able to have bittul? So Rabbi Yonah says, mutter l'fatzeya, it's mutter to break them open l'chatchilo and mush them all together. Like Antonina, didn't we learn, niftzu ha'gaizim, if they got crushed, then there's bittul. What do we learn from here? B'sha'avar, that's only if it happened to be that they got crushed, so we'll say that there's bittul. Ha'b'tchila alai, but l'chatchilo, one's not allowed to crush them to create bittul, as we know in Mevatlan Nisr l'chatchilo. So the suggestion of Hillel ben Pazi is not valid. And continue to explain the Mishnah, we had said, me'at tevel v'tisha ma'aser v'chulu, ze'aklal v'chulu. This is referring to the case that the Mishnah had spoke about, that if we had 100 tevel and 90 ma'aser figs that got mixed up, there's no need to separate more than 100 figs. And the Mishnah conclude with a klal. Anytime there's more tevel, there won't be a loss. Meaning, as opposed to when there's an equal amount of tevel, like in the previous case of the Mishnah, where we had 100 tevel and 100 chulin or ma'aser, there's going to be a loss because one pile has 101, and in some scenarios, the entire pile needs to be given to a kohen. Here, when there's more tevel, we don't have a loss. So Rabbi Yonah tells us, Kenim Asisa, this is what the Mishnah is telling us, calls Mancha Tevel Meruba Ala Meiser Eser. Anytime there's 10 more tevel than Meiser, Lohef Sid Klum, then there's not going to be a loss. In other words, it's not any time there's a little bit more tevel than Meiser, there's not going to be a loss. There has to be at least 10 more tevel than Meiser. How would this Cheshbon work out? So let's use the previously mentioned case, 100 tevel and 90 Meiser. Over here, we only need 10 of these figs for Trumas Meiser. So therefore, only 100 figs need to be separated, 9 are designated as Trumas Meiser for the 90 Meiser here, and 1 is designated as Trumas Meiser for the 100 Tevel. And now we have no loss, we don't have to separate more than the largest number of Tevel that fell in here. Now the Gemara goes on to discuss another case of the Mishnah. This goes back to the first case where 100 Tevel and 100 Chulin got mixed up. The Tevel needs Trumas Meiser separated, as we've been discussing. And we had said that 101 figs are put into a pile, and one of those is definitely going to be Tevel, and so therefore it could be Trumas Meiser for the Tevel here. And we had said the entire pile of 101 needs to be given to a Kayin because it has Trumas Meister in it, and we don't know which fig it is. Something more tells us, Rav Vinti says, B'shem Rav Yaina, call Tevel Danan Kaimin and Hacha, all the Tevel that we're discussing over here, Tevel Rishon Ulasheni. It's Tevel to Meister Rishon and to Meister Sheni, meaning it's 100% Tevel in regards to Meistress, but not in regards to Truma. This we had already spoken out in the Mishnah. We're not discussing Truma over here at all. Truma's Meister, yes, but Truma Gedaila, no, because Truma Gedaila is always taken off in the Garin at the threshing floor, and this is already past that stage, so we're not discussing Truma Gedaila over here. Now Rabbi Vo says, Ispalgun Rebbe, Reb Dustai, Reb Yanai. Rebbe and Reb Dustai, Reb Yanai argue about this. Chadam, or one of them says, that when we have this pile of 101 figs, and one of these figs is definitely Trumas Meiser, and we had said that the entire pile has to be given to a Kayin, he doesn't have to fear that the other 100 is just going to be a loss. What does he do? Isa Sheni Lamakamacher. He can make that pile Meiser Sheni for somewhere else. Let's say this Chulin that had gotten mixed into our Tevel didn't have Meiser Sheni taken off of it yet. So even if we're going to say that 100 out of these 101 figs that he has over here are Meiser, they still didn't have Meiser Sheni taken off of them. And let's say this fellow has a pile of 900 figs somewhere else that need to have Meiser Sheni taken off of them. So he could designate these 100 figs that he has in front of him, they're going to be given to a Kayin anyway as Meiser Sheni for that pile. And then when he gives these figs to the Kayin, he says, by the way, one of these is Trumas Meiser, and 100 of them are Meiser Sheni, so you have to make sure to eat it in Yerushalayim. Or Zayin Vavam Ralph on top, Vacharna Amar, the other one says, Isa Kula Sheni L'makom Acher, he can make this entire pile over here Meiser Sheni for a different pile that he has that needs Meiser Sheni taken off of it. Umafer Shalav Risha, and the proper Girsa is Mimakom Acher, he's going to separate Meiser Rishon for this pile from somewhere else, meaning he's going to go to a different pile that he has and separate Meiser Rishon from that pile for this one that he has in front of him, just in case the pile in front of him happens to be Tevel, and he would also have to separate Trumas Meiser for this pile from a different place, and according to this Banda Amar, he's allowed to keep the entire pile for himself, and he doesn't even have to give it to a Kayin. We're going to stop here for the day. We'll continue talking about another case tomorrow. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.